We get sent so many book ideas by authors that we can't possibly read them all. So Sarah came up with an excellent idea. She is interviewing some of those authors in mini episodes called Author Spotlight, where we showcase those authors and let them tell us about their books and why we should read them. You can find them on our Book Interrupted channel wherever you get your podcasts.
Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
Part shepherd, part ridiculous.
Yeah, because they're so silly, right? Yeah.
The reason why you're not supposed to make a baby vampire because they're crazy. That's what puppies remind me of.
You're the pack leader.
Oh, you win.
I'm done. I'm sorry, Caesar. No.
I'm sorry, Caesar.
I can't do this.
I've let you down.
You know, the expression follow me around like a lost puppy dog? That's what you're doing.
That's where it comes from.
Like dead puppies, I don't find funny. I just want to clarify. That's not what I'm saying.
For the record, don't write in.
For the record,
I don't think the dead puppies are funny.
Please edit that out.
For the rest of the trip, that was business as usual. No problem. Give the cat the thing. It foams like a crazy beast, and then it goes to sleep for 6 hours.
Oh my God.
You ready, guys? Let's do this.
Express yourself. Share the wealth. Hold on to your bookmarks. We're off the shelf. Express yourself. It's good for your health. Book Interrupted is off the shelf.
Welcome to Book Interrupted, a book club for busy people to connect and one that celebrates life's interruptions.
Hold on to your bookmarks because Book Interrupted is off the shelf.
Ever wonder what we talk about before or after the show? Did you want updates on some of our challenges? Maybe insight into some deleted scenes? Here's your chance. Let's look behind the scenes.
Do you guys want a quick look at the puppy before we leave? She's awake.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go grab.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I was secretly giggling about, folks, when Meredith was leaving like her sophisticated Marco Polo's, the different language name for her puppy? And then I was like, and our dog's name BJ. I was just like, you couldn't ask for more paradoxical examples.
Totally.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that is. Oh, don't eat those.
She's desperately hungry all the time.
I would have named it Doodle.
Doodle.
Doodle. I love that there's so many dogs mixed with doodles now, or poodles, I guess.
I know.
They take every dog and make them ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right?
It's totally like, true.
Doodling.
Yeah. Part shepherd, part ridiculous.
Yeah, because they're so silly, right?
Yeah.
They're poodles are silly.
People are just done with having shedding dogs, right? Poodles are very smart too.
They're so smart, but it's funny that they're also just always a cartoon. This is how I picture a poodle all the time. Oh, I think she's grown even.
She's already gained 5 pounds in 2 weeks. She's going to
How old was she when you got her? What was the...
8 weeks. So she's 10 now.
Oh, the baby.
She's a big baby. She's got very sweet eyes.
And she's tired.
Look, oh my goodness.
She's tired. That's the puppy move. Trying to eat you while you're trying to hold them. I have to sleep now. She's either like... fed and rested and lovely, or biting. Yeah, she's doing really good with like brushing, though, getting her coat brushed. She'll need brushing every day, so we brush every day.
You know those baby vampires in the Twilight books, Sarah? Like the reason why you're not supposed to make a baby vampire because they're crazy? That's what puppies remind me of. Like they're a good personification.
Yes!
The
baby
vampire. Just can't do
anything. Oh God. The idea of a baby vampire is my nightmare.
Maybe puppies inspired that.
Maybe the baby vampires are based on puppies.
My friend who had a breed just like that, the Bernese Mountain Dog, but just Bernese Mountain Dog. I was staying at her place in Vancouver when she was a puppy, and I was sleeping on the couch, and she woke me up when they let her out of the crate by lunging her baby teeth at my face, and I was like, oh,
oh.
Oh
no.
Like, her little vampire. I was like, ow, and I had like all these marks on my clothes.
Oh my God. I forgot. I mean, we kind of remembered, but I forgot how much biting there is. That's okay.
And their teeth is so sharp.
They're so sharp. Much.
Ugh. Puppies are fun for like
a week, and then you're like, fuck puppies. I hate
totally. just go and sleep already.
It's been like super fun, but fuck off now. I'll see you in 2 years.
Yeah.
So when does the extreme biting end? 10 months?
9 months?
So like a full year.
From now till 9 months? You just have to, I read this book or a blog, Treat the Biting Like a Pyramid. Plan for it the whole day. I can't remember how it goes, but I remember it ended with a Kong. A frozen peanut butter filled Kong is what they have at the end of the day. But like the rest of the day, you just got to make sure that they have stuff.
Yeah. We have an antler, got a bone, we got, you know, like a wubba.
Switch it up.
I forgot so much about puppies. Went to the library and I got out the Caesar Millan book. I'm just going to show you because
I sent Kim my Caesar Millan books.
How to Raise the Perfect Dog. This one's mostly about puppies, like raising puppies. And so I was like, I need to read that book again. I've read it, but again, I don't remember anything, but I read it before our last dog. And anyway, so I'm rereading as fast as I can. I got it a couple days ago. I'm just like, at every moment, I'm just like, teach me, Caesar, teach me. I'm done with being, because she's restricted to the kitchen, you'll be like cooking and she comes, she'll wake up and like bite you in the back of the leg. It's like, ah! Totally. I just bought these overalls. Thanks.
Kim, when you got your puppy, that's what I did immediately. I was like, I will bring my Caesar books and then ship them to you.
Yeah.
When I was visiting Bob, I was like, she needs these.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about puppies.
I've never had a food motivated dog either. Not like this.
That's a great thing.
Food motivated dogs are good.
Oh, yeah, food made
training. Bad. It's the dream. Like I'm afraid of dogs that are not food motivated.
Well, because Rip wasn't, right?
Yeah.
But she's desperately hungry all the time. But oh well, she can't eat that much because she's going to be a big dog. So sorry, you can't have more food.
And the Caesar Millan, I had an older Chihuahua when I got those books, and there's just no. I tried to be the pack leader, and then after 1 week of trying, after reading the books, my Chihuahua, who was probably like 15 at the time, came home from
our little
walk,
late while to the game, Sarah.
Right. Well, I was trying to because she's kind of unruly, right? And she's like trying to attack other dogs, and you know, Chihuahuas are vicious.
That's what I was just gonna say. She's just a normal Chihuahua.
Right. And I remember we did it for a week where she had to walk beside me and I was kind of in front of her and the whole thing. And then we came home from a walk and she walked right into my apartment and onto my couch and peed. And I was like, you win. You're the pack leader. You're the pack leader. You win. I'm done. I'm sorry, Caesar. No.
I'm sorry, Caesar.
I can't do this.
I've let you down.
I'm not the pack leader. She can be the pack leader.
That's so you, Sarah. I'm sorry, Caesar.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
So I didn't use them.
This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members and Book Interrupted? Go behind the scenes? Visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted.
This interruption is brought to you by exams. I'm taking my diploma in wine right now because, of course, I don't have any free time at all. I'm just going to add in a diploma in wine. But I took 2 exams. So there's in total 5 exams. And then you also have to do a kind of research paper. But the first 2 exams, you have to pass in order to do the rest of the exams. But I did the exams in January and they don't tell you the results for 10 to 12 weeks. So you basically sit in this what if kind of scenario for 10 to 12 weeks in order to see if you passed the exam. And you only need to pass to keep going. And you know, somebody said C's get degrees, and that's exactly like, I have no idea because the pass rate isn't great. The way that they explain it is sometimes people have all the information, but they don't say it the right way. And so then therefore they fail. So I really have no idea if I'm gonna pass or not. I hope I pass. I thought that I was passed when I finished the exam. It's now been, 5 weeks? And when you wait for this long, you start to second guess everything that you did and how did you write it and what did I write and did I write enough and did I write it the right way? And then I'm studying for the next exams that are coming up. So, and if I don't pass, then am I allowed to take the next 2 exams? Not sure. So anyways, it's very annoying and kind of this like weird stress that kind of lives in your body and yourself through everything else for 10 to 12 weeks until you find out. I just wish they would just tell you right away and then you could know whether do I need to retake the exam? Do I need to, you know, study some more on those topics. Anyways, so this is one of the random stresses I have in my life. I know nothing, like, super bad, obviously, but it's just, just tell me if I passed.
Book interrupted.
My husband's going to come home at some point, just so you guys know. So I'm kind of semi-distracted. Yes, I hope so.
I hope so.
Hope he comes home at some point.
I just mean during this taping. So I'm kind of distracted because I'm like, text me so I can mute. He's forgotten some key or something. So anyways.
That's all good.
I just feel very lazy today. Like, the smoke has been so bad this week. It's bad again today.
Ours has been okay, but it just came a little bit again yesterday. There's some discussion, like, is there a new fire? And I haven't, from my Facebook news, heard any confirmation or not. So
from the local news, Kim.
Yeah.
I watched the smoke report. There's firesmoke.ca or whatever, and I'll show, like, the smoke forecast for the next, whatever it is.
I like a forecast.
Yeah, like, so it's that. Like a moving, has different colors, and I'll show you like how bad the air quality is going to be, so you can see where the prevailing wind is and kind of what fire you're getting your smoke from.
What pollution you're breathing in. Yeah.
I hope I get it from the West Creek fire.
Yeah. You know, they had the fire in northern BC and Alberta and Northwest Territories. I mean, that one, when it was blowing down, it took out, you know, everyone was in smoke, but... Yeah, it just makes me kind of lazy. I was going to go for a run this morning. It's like, I got all my stuff on. I open the door and I go, oh, can't run in this. It's too thick. Yeah. So I changed and took the dog for a walk because the dog still needs a walk. So maybe I shouldn't be out in the smoke, but whatever.
How is that dog? Is it gigantic yet?
She's 80 pounds and she'll be a year old tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is so exciting.
I don't think my big dog is 80 pounds.
Yeah, she's sleeping right now. I could try to get her over.
No, don't. I don't want you to have to, you know what I mean, regret it in a minute when she's like, we're playing now, right?
She's like inexplicably good. Oh, you know what happened? We went to a dog park and she doesn't run away. She likes to be with me. And a group of people went by and I was talking to my brother on my Bluetooth headset and she thought I was with them and then she went with them. I thought she was in the tall grass because she likes to run around the grass. And I was like, oh no, where is she? And they're like, are you looking for a black dog with a blue like harness?
Because it's ours now.
Right? She's like, she ran into the forest. I was like, oh, so I start running into the forest, but I try to like go a different way to meet up with her. But
to head her off.
Head her off the pass. Yeah. So I'm running up the hill. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? She came back down the other way and I ran and ran all around whistling and calling her. Anyway, eventually she's way over there. She sees me and she came running. She was so exhausted just running up and down the course.
I like that this story started with my dog doesn't run away.
No, that's the thing. She's never run away. Like, she got lost and she went back. She retraced our steps to where we had been looking for me.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart.
She won't let me leave the room. She follows me around. And I was like, that's what that, you know, the expression follow me around like a lost puppy dog. That's what she's doing.
That's where it comes from.
Like, if I leave the house, she waits at the top of the stairs. She's, I have to put her in the crate when I leave because otherwise she'll stay awake waiting. And so she can just relax in her crate and stuff. But poor dog.
Oh, she just loves you.
But it's made her even better than she was.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh my gosh.
So there's gonna be a lot of like ignoring, because like, you know, like you don't want to make separation anxiety. So when I come home, I ignore her for a while.
Did somebody say dog? Did you see that little stupid face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Separation anxiety. What? Oh, here comes the glory hog. Watch in a second. We're gonna get overrun in a minute. Oh, Luna's so nice. I love her. Yes. No, you're not Luna.
Oh.
What about me, mommy? What about me? You can't see him. He's got his paw on me too. What about me, mommy? Pet me.
Oh, and now hubby's here too. Everybody all at the same time. Okay, you go away.
Jumps up, tries to put her paws on your shoulders for a hug. But she's so big, we're really trying to discourage it. But she'll jump right up on you for a hug. And I was like, we have to stop this hugging thing. She jumps up on my kids. Violet's only 40 pounds. The dog's 80. So she jumps up and Violet's like, wah! But she's able to kind of hold up the dog. But anyway, it's a problem. She's a cuddle bug.
Yeah, you can't have that. Our dog is part lab, part, I guess, Senegal farm dog. It's just like this tan, small dog that the farms have. And it was a black lab that made these puppies. And so our dog is like short and stout.
With a short tail.
Yep. And has, I call them the zombies. He has so much energy.
I say him because his name's Peter, but it's really actually a girl. I just can't help but say him because his name's Peter, but it's actually a girl. Anyway, and she runs around like crazy and she freaks everyone out because she's so excited to see people when we come to the farm, but she's too solid and the kids are like terrified. Well, not the kids. I'd say Ita is terrified.
Yeah, lots of power.
How did you come up with the name Peter for a female dog?
So we got the dog from a neighboring farm because his dog got impregnated by this black lab and he wanted to give away the puppies. We said we wanted all males and then he ended up giving us two females and a male, we thought.
Yeah.
So it was Charlotte, Happy, and Peter because my kids named them. My son named Peter after Peter Rabbit because it's mischievous.
Yeah.
And it's a really cute dog. It has like a sock. It's all black with one white sock.
Yeah.
And then when we got them back to the farm, we realized they were all girls and there was no boys. the kids already named them. And I was like, do you want to change his name, Debbie? Not Peter? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, it's Peter. And I was like, okay. And then unfortunately, the other two puppies didn't make it. They passed away. Yeah.
I think that was on an episode. I think you were at an episode very upset about it.
It was an interruption. Yeah.
It was an interruption. That's right.
Puppies died. But they're like full farm dogs, right? So the one little puppy dug in. We had a giant mound of dirt they were using for the farm. And I guess it had dug itself inside. And we thought it had run away. And it collapsed and they didn't find it until they got halfway down the pile. Horrible. That was Charlotte. And then the other little one, we're not sure. It was really bad for bugs that year. And we had tried all these things and we're not sure if it died from the medication or died because of the bugs.
Yeah.
So we weren't sure. Yeah, it was really horrible. They gave them so many shots. And we found out that that litter of puppies, because the bugs were so bad that season, when the puppies were born, the dog had 9 puppies. And Peter, out of all the puppies they gave away, was the only one that lived that season, ever made it to adulthood. Isn't that so sad?
Oh, wow. That is very sad.
Yeah.
My husband had a cat named Dennis. Nancy. The cat ended up being called Nancy Dennis because the same thing happened. Like, named it whatever name they named it, and then they realized it was the other sex, and so instead of just completely changing its name, they just called it both names. I think Nancy Dennis is a hilarious name for a cat.
Well, yeah, and it's a fun story. It's fun to ask, why do you have a girl dog named Peter, you know? And then you get, I mean, yours is a sad backstory when you talk about the other puppies.
Obviously. Yeah, that's not funny. Dead puppies, I don't find funny. I just want to clarify, that's not what I'm saying.
For the record,
for the record,
I don't think the dead puppies are funny.
Please edit that out.
I also have a girl cat named Hercules with the same, it happens more often than you think.
Oh, totally. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I can tell you two stories. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, and here's another thing. Do you guys know this? Sarah has a cat in Senegal.
Oh, yeah.
That is literally the exact same as a cat that I have here in my house right now.
Exact.
It's really? A black cat with a white dot on the end of its tail.
That's it.
Oh my God.
Full black with a white
tip. So crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I showed her a picture of my cat. She was like, wait. That's and then send a picture of her cat. I was like, yeah.
Cats. If only they could meet.
I know. They're twins.
Hey, on Zoom, you guys. Hold them up.
Yeah. True.
No, totally.
There's like no way. My cats don't come in the house.
Oh, and also I'm in Ontario right now. So my cats are back in Senegal.
Oh my gosh, you're in Canada right now.
She doesn't travel with her cats.
Oh, okay, yeah. So. Oh, I wouldn't either. Lord help you.
Yeah. Can you imagine bringing a cat on like a 24-hour trip?
When I traveled to Ontario, there was a woman traveling with cats.
Oh, brutal.
In her bags that she brought onto the plane. Like, not wherever you send animals that aren't coming.
Did it meow the whole time?
Not that I noticed.
Meow, meow. She probably drugged it. That's what people do, right? When they travel with a cat?
Sometimes.
It's true. People drug their cats and dogs.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you do it with human antihistamines.
Well, yeah, because they get so much anxiety. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Me and Nancy, when we drove from Ontario to BC, her cat was crazy, like crazy. And so, because she knew he didn't travel well anyway. And so she Googled, mm-hmm. like, what do we do and whatever. So it was human antihistamines. I can't remember now, like Sudafed or whatever. What we didn't know, though, was that cats have this built-in defense mechanism where if they eat something, I guess, poisonous or whatever the body registers as foreign, they'll foam up like a crazy rabid. Anyways, Nancy's freaking out already because she's high strung as it is. So we give this cat this dosage and it immediately starts like foaming at the mouth. And I'm like rapidly Googling, like, did we kill this cat? Like, what's happening? But it was just normal. And then the rest of the trip, that was business as usual. No problem. Give the cat the thing. It foams like a crazy beast. And then it goes to sleep for 6 hours.
Oh my God. That's so traumatic.
I know.
For you and the cat.
Yeah. Well, no, for Nancy, really. Like,
yeah.
I'm not taking any food from that lady.
Like, when we get home, I'm running away.
Totally. Yeah. Oh my God.
Business torture.
Oh. I have a quick question about the book. So
yeah.
We picked what? This book because we picked because
let's talk about pets.
Yeah.
People love hearing about our pets, right?
This is the pet podcast, right?
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
Can't get enough of the Book Interrupted crew? There's a YouTube channel for that. You guessed it. Book Interrupted YouTube channel has a bunch of extra footage to explore. You can see behind the scenes of making a Book Interrupted, or just listen to one of our playlists. You can also find all episodes, sneak peeks, and silly videos featuring the Book Interrupted members. If you like what you see, give us a like and subscribe so we can stay connected and share more. Book Interrupted YouTube channel. Filling the void between episodes.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.